Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I think this is the last show in the Ask Amy series. I might circle back to it. I have more questions that I could answer. But again, this is just a casual series. I'm not teaching. I'm not channeling information. Just one spiritual human talking to other spiritual humans. Imagine we met at a cocktail party and we're just hanging out, having a conversation. And so the next question is, what is my biggest dream? So I'm not going to go into like super specifics, but I did get it down to a nice little nugget. And again, all of this had lots of legs, but it took me some time and I had a big shift around biggest dream. The biggest dream I'm going to share with you is what I always wanted, but I had a lot of stories that were telling me, oh, you can't have that directly. So I was, you know, I was basically doing what I tell everybody not to do. I was trying to take a back door to it. Like, oh, if this thing happens, then I'll get this thing. But now, this year, 2023, I'm like, let's just be really fucking honest because I want what I want. So with myself, like I had to be really, really honest with myself. And in that, letting go of a lot of perceptions of what it means to say what I want. So, okay. So my biggest dream is to be a healthy, happy, affluent housewife with a wildly profitable and prolific business that raises the vibration of the planet, and in a happy, amazing, lasting, fulfilling marriage with a hot, metaphysical alpha man I deeply love, appreciate, and respect. And he absolutely loves, honors, and cherishes me. And together we live a long, rich, and peaceful life. And that is my biggest dream. Yeah. Took me a long time to come to terms with that. I you know, in my first marriage, I thought I needed to be breadwinner wife, even though I never wanted to be breadwinner wife. And it was a time period in the early 2010s where women were talking about that. They were starting businesses online. And so there was this idea like, oh, you know, you can be the breadwinner through your online business. And so, well, you know, I many times I was the only one earning, you know, I have said that my ex-husband came from affluence. So, there was that, but I really just wanted to be a housewife. You know, I didn't want to be the alpha. And I think sometimes when, for me, because I'm a type A and because people think because you know, I can walk into a situation and be like, all right, let's clean this up. Let's get this all squared away, you know, and that doesn't mean that that I necessarily need to be the leader, though I recognize that there are aspects of what I do and the way I live my life where I have to lead, and that's fine. But I really just want to be chill and do the things that I love and be passionate about the things that I love, which includes being a wife. And I don't think, and I'm very much a feminist, and I love the philosophies of feminism, but I think what got lost in the shifts and the changes was that there are still some women who find being a wife a feminist act. And so, and honestly, my whole life, like since I was like a tiny kid, as long as I could talk to spirit and see things and know things and, loved romance novels. As long as that, I wanted to be a wife. My favorite game, I didn't play a lot of games as a kid. I just wasn't that type of kid. But my favorite game was House. I loved playing House. And so, and even weekends, I would just, I would build little houses out of books for my Barbies, and, you know, and until I got, you know, the Barbie townhouse. And it was always about home and husband. And that was what I wanted. And I definitely want my husband to be in leadership. That's really important to me. In a leadership role, whether running his own business, most likely. But, you know, in my 20s, I had someone say to me that that wasn't okay, and that I should want to be the leader. And and it wasn't that I was trying to hide behind my husband. I actually did want to be that person. And the women that I admired most were in those roles, you know? And so I still want to have a business, and I still have complete and total domain over my business. And I know when I meet my second husband, I will say to him, this is, you do not get a say in how I do my business, what I do in my business, that is solely mine. There will be a very strong boundary there, and he'll get it. So yeah, I want to be a housewife with a business, living a very affluent, wonderful, amazing life with my husband. And that is my biggest dream. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I still want to make stuff, and there's lots of legs to prolific and wildly profitable. There are lots of legs in there, but the overarching dream is that. And even within my marriage, there are things that I want. And yeah, so that's the overarching. The specifics I'll keep to myself. Yeah. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the, I don't even know what I'm promoting in this series, up level intuitive coaching package, or the elevate intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to doing maybe another round of Ask Amy. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.